This week's Torah portion is called Tzav. Its name has the same root in Hebrew as the word mitzvah. While many Jews understand the word mitzvah as a good deed, the word actually means commandment. There is a significant difference between a good deed and a commandment. Rabbi Hanina teaches that a person who performs a mitzvah because he or she is commanded to do so receives greater credit than someone who performs it out of his or her own free will. As Jews living in America, the land of the free, it is almost impossible to imagine that we are commanded to do anything. The very ideas of personal responsibility or accountability for a higher purpose may conflict with our own perception of freedom. We must remember, however, that even in a democracy, we abide by certain laws with which we do not always agree. John F. Kennedy once said, "The most effective means of upholding the law lies in your courage to accept those laws with which you disagree, as well as those with which you agree." The Baal Shem Tov, the great Hasidic master, points out that the word mitzvah, commandment, is closely linked with the Aramaic word tzavta, meaning connection. A strong connection with God emerges when we learn to value each one of the 613 commandments, and the more difficult the commandment, the more meaningful our relationship with the Holy One becomes. Just as we would take on a burdensome or demanding task for a person we love, our relationship with God is no different. The sages impress upon us the concept of mitzvah goreret mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. Every action we take for the Holy One should lead us to another and another. We must always be eager to do more of God's commandments, for it is they that elevate us, set us apart as a holy nation living in God's glory, and ultimately enable us to become better human beings. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org. There you will find our podcasts, both past and present. Please share our podcasts, which you can also find on the Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at @KMSheepsaidBay. Please feel free to leave your comments over there, or you can contact us. We're always delighted to hear from you. And thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.